Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey everyone, thank you all for tuning into Biz My Kids, the quarantine edition. My name is Nikki Watson, and I just want to let you know that our future is so bright. Why? You're about to see young scholars pour their heart out, want to know, what does it take to be successful? They'll be interviewing today's business leaders to learn how to be tomorrow's business leaders. They will break down those communication barriers between different generations. Check them out.
Welcome back to BMK, Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future. Today, I have Omari Weary and Isaiah Avery interviewing Mr. Judah, a music producer. Take it away, guys.
Hello, my name is Omari Weary, and I'm here to interview you today, Mr. Judah. Firstly, we all just want to give you a warm welcome to our show.
So, thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we just wanted to give you a warm welcome. But the first question I wanted to ask you about is your childhood. Where exactly did you grow up so we can set the picture?
Well, I grew up in Washington, D.C., northeast section of Washington, D.C., just like you got in Atlanta, Georgia, northeast, west Atlanta, you know, all that type of stuff. Like, I grew up in northeast Maryland. I don't know if any of you have been to Washington, D.C., but, you know, you can basically, a lot of people live all across D.C., Maryland. They're so close together. You know, you're talking about three states, like, you know, all together in one cluster. So, you know, I grew up in D.C., Maryland, never lived in Virginia, but definitely D.C. and Maryland.
So could you tell us a bit about your time growing up and what exactly influenced you to become a producer?
Well, growing up, you know, I probably had lives just like you guys, you know, everybody on this call. You know, I grew up in a good household. You know, I used to build a lot of stuff like you, Omari. I used to create. It's a funny thing. I wanted to be an archaeologist when I was younger. So I wanted to go to Egypt and build up, you know, dig up tombs and look for treasure and, you know, do stuff like that. So that's what I wanted to do when I was younger. But then I got into sports and I started playing football and basketball. And then, you know, kind of that took my attention away from that. And so in high school, played football, got a scholarship to a Division I AA school in Pennsylvania, and went on to play football. And then from there, I went on and did some NFL for a little bit, you know, trying to become a professional football player, and that lasted a couple years. And then during that time, I always liked music. I always liked to listen to music. And then a buddy of mine that I played football with, he had a studio in his home. And so when I went to his house, he showed me his studio. And that just opened up, you know, a world of possibility for me. So just knowing people, talking to people, friends that were already into it. And that kind of sparked my interest as a producer. And so I ended up getting a degree in business from a university, and once again, I'm a businessman, so I understood how to you know, run a business, and it gave me the foundation. So that college degree gave me the foundation to be able to understand business and how business work and things like that. So that's kind of my childhood up to how I became a producer.
So what would you tell your childhood self?
I probably, honestly, in high school, I probably would have focused on schoolwork a little bit more. I was like a C student, a B minus, C plus type student. And I definitely, if I'd applied myself, I would have did more. I could have done more. But I was fortunate enough to, you know, have decent grades and also be a good enough athlete to get a full scholarship to college. But just imagine if I didn't have football or basketball, what would I have done if my grades wasn't that good? You get what I'm saying? So I would have taken school more serious. And I would have strived for A's. So it couldn't hurt me to get A's. I would have had A's and had a full ride. I was fortunate enough to get a full ride and have C's and B's, but I wish I could have had A's and got that full ride.
Well, as you know, the NFL is one of the most prestigious leagues that most African-American youths look towards. Why did you give up that opportunity to keep playing?
I gave up the opportunity because I saw that, you know, you guys at this age, you probably don't understand, but the NFL is a business. And it was more political and more business than actually the passion and love that I had for football. And so I realized I didn't love it to the point where I was willing to break my legs and break my, you know, hands and everything for it and sacrifice my body for it. And I said, well, hell, I have a degree. Why not use my mind, use my degree? You get what I'm saying? So I did it for 2 years, made a little bit of money and said, okay, this is enough. I've had my share. I've achieved it. I have fun. I'm done. So I can say I did it for a little bit.
So my first question for you, Mr. Matthews, is did you want to do anything in the music industry besides be a producer?
No, not really. I always just wanted to make music. I didn't want to really deal with, the finances of it or the marketing. I really just like producing. And then I always, when I used to come across artists, I used to understand and figure out who the artists, who they are and their vibes. And so I just started doing marketing on the flip side of it. But I always wanted to create the music. I never wanted to sing. I never wanted to rap. I never wanted to do anything but just make the music that the talented artists could rap to and sing to. You know what I mean?
So my second question relates to go-go music in Washington.
Uh-huh.
So do you work
with... What about go-go music?
Nothing, really. Well, that's my question. Can you tell me things about go-go music?
All right, so go-go music started in like the late 70s, late 70s. And it's a form of music where it's performed by musicians using drums, congas, guitar, horns, all that type of music. And it's a blend of Afro, jazz, soul, Latin music. And, you know, it's only unique to Washington, D.C. So, you know, I don't know any other place in the world that, you know, besides like Brazilian or Latin music or somewhere, but any other state that has its own signature sound like Washington, D.C. And it's only found in Washington, D.C. It's only performed by people from Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's a unique sound of music. It's all live instrumentation. And, you know, one thing that you'll never experience in your life is a go-go. You know what I mean? It's one of the most unique experiences you can ever experience in your life. So it's just an amazing, amazing music, man. And you know, it can't be duplicated.
It's a two-part question.
Okay.
The first part is, how do young people like us start to come upon multiple income streams?
That's a good question, Isaiah. That's a real good question. I mean, I think the first thing is, you know, understanding business and understanding how to monetize. Hopefully you guys understand and know what monetize means, but if you have a passion and you something that you like, you have to find a way to monetize it. And what monetize means is, how do you make money off of whatever you love doing? So I think one of the young homies said they like they built a table, right? Who was that? Yeah. Who said they built a table?
That was Omari.
Omari. So now if Omari built the table, he can find a way to say, okay, how can I make money off building tables? Okay, and then how do I market the people that other kids my age may want their own unique table? Okay, so if that's the case, then I know all my friends and all my people are out there on the net, they want unique tables. How do I market to them? And how much should I charge them to build them a table? So it's all about things that you like to do and how do you figure out how to monetize that passion, you know what I mean? And then basically you do, because, you know, you may have multiple passions, therefore you can monetize everything that you love doing. You love building tables, you love making music, you love buying sneakers and reselling them, you love doing hair, you love, you know, managing money and you know, bank accounts and things like that. You want to be a lawyer, whatever, you find a way to monetize it and bring as much money in as possible for that passion. You know what I mean? So that's how you create multiple streams of income. But then also multiple streams of income, they can't just be in one market segment. So, you know, in music, I can make music, I can sign artists, I can do different things, but we have to diversify our portfolio, meaning I do music, I own real estate, I build computers. I do multiple things that aren't all centered around music. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how you bring in multiple streams of income, you know, doing multiple things and diversifying all the things that you love and monetizing.
So the second part of the question is, what are tips to get multiple income streams?
Well, I think I just went over that. It's really, you know, put down on paper everything that you love to do, right? Everything that you really love to do, put it down on paper. And then once you do that, put sub bullets under each one of those areas and say, how can I monetize this specific passion? How can I do that? And I guarantee you, it'll start making sense to you, and you'll start to see how things work for you in terms of monetizing. So put those passions down, and then put an outline together, and put the passions down that you love, and put sub-bullets under that as to how could you possibly make money from it. And then when you figure out how you make money, then you'll figure out, okay, who do I need to market whatever I'm doing to make money. So that's how you do it. You know, you just got to put it on paper, because when you plan properly, you're always going to be in a good space. So, you know, just put it on paper and plan it out.
So my fourth question is, what is your involvement within your community right now?
Within my community, I've been providing a recording studio within my community for, like I say, 20 plus years, where artists can come and make songs and congregate and create and talk to one another and just build relationships and rapport with one another. Also, I rent out property in my area to low income housing, Section 8, all types of low income families and everything, so affordable rental properties and things like that. So I do a lot of that. I do a lot of going back to the schools, 100 Black Men of Hope, where we go to schools and we mentor the youth about, we're on the first day of school, we come in the middle of the school year, and then we come back at the end of the school year before they go to summer break. And, you know, we mentor them, we build relationships with them, and do, you know, stuff like that. So I'm very active in the community. I speak at a lot of events and engagements and talk, once again, business, and just finding ways to create our own business and create our own economy.
Do you think you can make your space in life right now better than it is, in your opinion?
I mean, everything can always be better, but at the end of the day, you know, I have a beautiful life. I live a beautiful life, a very comfortable life. I have zero regrets. You know, God has been very fortunate, blessing to me. And, you know, I have nothing to complain about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my life is good, man. I don't regret anything. You know, I don't want for anything. My family don't want for anything. So life is good. You know what I'm saying? That's a good question, but life is good for me. Good questions too, Isaiah.
All right. So to recap the podcast from today, Mr. Judah, did I say that right?
Yep, you're good.
Mr. Judah talked about research to have multiple streams of income. He also gave a knowledge about the DC area and Google Music. And thank you for tuning in to Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future. Bye.
I want to give my well wishes also to the first responders this time.
I want to give my well wishes to all the nurses because they can still be in close contact with people that may or may not have coronavirus.
I'm going to have to leave today, but my well wish goes out to everyone out there that is supporting the COVID-19 Relief Fund. Bye.
I want to give my well wishes to the first responders. First responders, everybody that is, dealing with people that are stricken with this virus. Also want to give it to the people that aren't fortunate enough to have health insurance or health care, the homeless and people like that, because, you know, as people that don't have, are as fortunate as we are, that everybody that's on this call, they don't have health insurance, they don't have health care, and they have to deal with it without going to the hospital. So, I want to give my well wishes to those folks as well.
Watching Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future.